The unmistakable Billie Holiday with Moonlight in Vermont. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to One Song Wonders, the radio show where we explore many versions of just one song. And in this edition, it's Moonlight in Vermont.
Thank you.
Two beautiful guitar versions of Moonlight in Vermont, Charlie Bird, and we started out with Arno Schulz. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to One Song Wonders, and on a clear night, I can look over and I can see Vermont from Skybird Studios. So yeah, I see a lot of moonlight in Vermont. Thank you.
from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Exploring science in the sea. Fish display an amazing array of colors. Some are blacker than charcoal, others have rainbow-colored stripes, and still others have a mottled appearance to help them blend into the background. And the variety extends to fish eyes. They can feature colorful specks, dark stripes, and irises from red to green. Some even shine in the dark. The eyes of most fish are pretty dull, a black pupil surrounded by a white iris. But there are times when a different color scheme can be helpful. It might confuse predators, for example. They wouldn't know which direction a potential prey was heading, so the prey might have an extra instant to escape. Or the color might help a fish blend into the bottom, making it easier to catch a meal. Some fish have stripes along the head or body that continue across the eye. That includes some blennies. A red stripe from head to tail extends through both the iris and the pupil. Other fish have spots of color in their eyes. The striped mullet, for example, has a bright yellow splotch in its iris, while specks of blue-green decorate the pupils of the balloon fish. And still other fish have colorful irises. They're usually in shades of yellow, orange, or red. The eyes of the striped burrfish, though, are bright green. So are the eyes of the green eye. Its eyes look green even when the little fish is thousands of feet deep. That's because the eyes produce their own light, helping the green eye keep a sharp eye on the ocean depths. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Wake up from that commercial radio trance and join us listening to the songs of life. This is DJ Frederick, and it's One Song Wonders.
Pennies in a stream, falling leaves, a sycamore. Moonlight in Vermont. I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont. Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely summer breeze, wobbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road.
People who meet in this romantic setting, so hypnotized by the lovely. Wobbling up a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. You and I and moonlight in Vermont.
Moonlight in Vermont.
Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, Moonlight in Vermont. And before the break, we heard Dorothy Ashby from her LP Hip Harp. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to One Song Wonders. And today we're exploring many versions of Moonlight in Vermont. Moonlight in Vermont was written by John Blackburn and Carl Susdorf back in 1944, and it was introduced by Margaret Whiting in a 1944 recording. Now, the song is considered to be an unofficial state song of Vermont. It's frequently played as the first dance song at Vermont wedding receptions. All right, now we're going to hear from, surprise, surprise, Roosevelt Grier. Yeah, the football player.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Johnny Smith Quintet. Before Johnny Smith, we heard Jimmy Smith with Moonlight in Vermont. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to One Song Wonders, discovering diversity and creativity in music through just one song.
Most people don't know who Senator Gaylord Nelson was, but you can't go across the street without bumping into someone who recognizes the term Earth Day, which just happens to be today, April 22nd. So give Senator Nelson his due. He was the fellow that had Earth Day passed into law. Responding to widespread environmental degradation, Gaylord Nelson, a United States senator from Wisconsin, called for an environmental teach-in, or Earth Day, to be held on April 22, 1970. According to Tim Brown, over 20 million people participated that year, and Earth Day is now observed each year on April 22nd by more than 500 million people and national governments in over 175 different countries. Earth Day was conceived by Nelson after a trip he took to Santa Barbara right after an horrific oil spill off the California coast in 1969. Union Oil's Platform A, 6 miles off the California coast, had a blowout. Over a 10-day period, an estimated 80,000 to 100,000 barrels of crude oil spilled into the channel and onto the beaches of Santa Barbara County in Southern California, fouling the coastline and all four of the Northern Channel Islands. Senator Nelson was so outraged by what he saw, the oil-slicked beach, the dead gulls, and the Pacific blackened almost to the horizon, that he went back to Washington and passed a bill designating April 22nd as a national day to celebrate the Earth. Many conservative critics argue that April 22nd is an especially inappropriate date because it happens to be the birth date of Vladimir Lenin. However, as Senator Galen Nelson has pointed out, the world's first environmentalist was also born on April 22nd, St. Francis of Assisi. It is also the birthday of Julius Sterling Morton, the founder of Arbor Day, a national tree planting holiday started in 1872. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories, wishing you an happy Earth Day.
Discovering diversity and creativity in music through just one song. This is One Song Wonders with DJ Frederick.
How we doing?
Yeah.
Welcome to Jazz at Lincoln Center, where we celebrate this music all year round at the Rose Theater. Beautiful Allen Room here in Disney's Club Coca-Cola. We thank you so much for being a part of our second annual Generations in Jazz Festival. For all you bring to this music, we're celebrating two of the most wonderful young jazz pianists in the whole world. This gentleman behind me just won one of the most prestigious music awards in the world. He's a Cole Porter Fellow for the American Pianists Association. Let's congratulate Mr. Aaron Deal for that very prestigious award, and for being one of the greatest jazz pianists in the world at the same time. And this wonderful quartet features the great Warren Wolf on the vibes. Mr. Warren Wolf. The great Rodney Green on the drums. Rodney Green. The heartbeat of Mr. David Wong on the bass. And the extraordinary Aaron Deal on the piano. The Aaron Deal Quartet. Let's give it up. The Aaron Deal Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
three glorious versions of Moonlight in Vermont. That was Jazz Jamaica. Before that, of course, Cal Tjader from his album The Latin Kick. And we started that set off with the Aaron Deal Quartet at Dizzy's Club. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to One Song Wonders. If you have any suggestions for songs that we should do programs about and covers of, please email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, keep listening to the songs of life.
With a light in the window for me.